Coaches Insight programs continuing here tonight on CARE. Brandon Tamman joined now by Moore Hillmounts Academy boys basketball coach, that is Christian Wessel, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. Now, the MHMA girls did not play Tuesday night, but the boys did. They hosted Jefferson County North, and Ravens get a big win, 75-38. Coach, you have to feel good, I'm sure, you know, with the way your team played on both sides of the ball and obviously just gathering a little bit of momentum going into this holiday break.
Yeah, I thought we played pretty well on Tuesday. I thought offensively, especially, it was probably one of our better performances, just balancing it out. We had four different guys in double digits for points, so different kids stepped up to play. Defensively, we ran our zone, which we haven't ran much this year, and I thought we did a really good job at communicating and jumping the correct positions. And yeah, I was really happy with how they played and bounced back from the Friday night.
So again, four games in, you guys are 3-1. The lone loss to Hiawatha last Friday, but you know, again, four games in, we're a few weeks deep into this thing now, approaching this holiday break. You know, what's kind of the 24 assessment of your team? What do you like? What needs to be improved upon as we hit the 2025 portion of the schedule?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's been good just to play some different competition too, especially the first three games and just seeing different teams. And I like a lot of what I see. I like our energy. There's definitely things we need to improve. Defensively, you know, we're holding the teams to 46 points per game on average, but I still think we have some more room to grow defensively, especially when we play man-to-man. And then offensively, I think we're doing a good job at, you know, spreading the floor with a bunch of different guys who are scoring and playing. Our bench is really stepping up. You know, we have a lot of our kids go home for the holidays, and so it's been a little bit weird, and it's going to be weird for the next couple of weeks having three or four varsity kids gone and then a lot of the JV team gone. And so just really good to see some kids really stepping up, taking ownership of those roles.
Talk about the challenges of maybe kind of navigating, you know, these next couple of weeks. You mentioned you're going to have some kids gone, and obviously, rightfully so, Christmas break, and, you know, got to go see the fam and do all that stuff. But how do you kind of navigate those practices, you know, maybe being down a few kids here and there?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, a big thing that we tell all of our kids are is that, you know, we have plenty of skill here to compete and work hard. You know, these guys that are playing, they've worked their tails off all summer. And so we have full confidence in them, and it's just about keeping them moving and going and working really hard. And then trying to keep that chemistry is probably the hardest part of it all. You know, when half the team is kind of gone for a while, not half the team, but a lot of the team is gone for a couple of weeks, just trying to keep chemistry. I know they have a group chat going, so some nice things with social media and stuff. They can stay in contact. And I think it was kind of cool on Tuesday night, the boys that were home visiting family, they were all watching the game in their living room on Huddle, so that technology makes it easier. But yeah, just keeping everybody together and going strong and just real proud of the guys for fighting through it.
Well, now we'll get a couple weeks off and that first game back January 3rd on that Friday. You guys will host ACCHS, obviously a very familiar opponent. Just what's kind of the quick early assessment on them, what you've seen, and obviously you have plenty of time to prepare for that, but what can you tell us about your next opponent and first one in 2025?
Yeah, we haven't seen too much from them right now, just haven't looked at it yet, so we'll get some film over break and take a look and see what they got. You know, and for us, just continuing to polish up what we're trying to do. You know, we got a lot to clean up. We gotta rebound better. We gotta move the ball a little bit better. And so just polishing up our own system will be the key. And then, you know, we like to use these practices for some player development. You know, you get a little bit more time to do individual skill work that you don't get to do when you're in full game mode. So just cleaning ourselves up and we'll be ready to go.
Coach, we'll get you out of here on this, and we appreciate it as always. Obviously, Christmas right around the corner, time to spend with the fam, the friends, and all that and in between. Turkey's the big thing for Thanksgiving. Is there like one staple dish that you have with your family every Christmas, or is it something different?
Oh, man. No, I think we do. I think we do brisket.
So oh.
I think that's the move for us.
Okay. That is very grade A. That is good stuff. There it is. That is Christian Wessel, Moore Hillmounts Academy boys basketball coach. Again, the Ravens are 3-1, coming off a win against Jefferson County North on Tuesday night. Again, off here for a couple of weeks, January 3rd, that Friday. We'll kick off the 25 portion of the schedule against Atchison County. Coach, we always appreciate it. Again, enjoy the next couple of weeks, and we'll talk to you in 2025.
All right. Thank you. Have a Merry Christmas.